Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Fellow Marketplace Christians, stop apologizing and start winning. Welcome to the Success Edge, the show that helps you take your walk as a Marketplace Christian to the next level. Here's your host, Christian entrepreneur Tyler McCart.
What's going on, Kingdom Success listeners? Tyler McCart coming at you. Episode, I have no idea. It has been too long, guys, since I've done an episode. Quite honestly, I just want to first off apologize to my audience, the ones that have been pretty much faithful listeners of mine. Just haven't done an episode in a long time, but I wanted to kick back off actually this right here and do a short power-packed episode right now. It just kind of is stirring on my heart. I've only got about 5 minutes right here, but I just wanted to at least come to you. I want to talk about fresh faith, or keeping your faith fresh. So there's a tendency that I know that I've experienced in my own life. And, you know, if you're a child of the Most High God, a man of God, one of the goals, one of the things that we want to do whenever we come into a new environment, or when we go, when God brings us to a new place, you know, we want to conquer that place. We want to subdue that place. That is something that we are created for. You go back to Genesis 1, and read all about that. But what happens is as we begin to conquer or subdue that area in our life, aka it could be our health, aka it could be our marriage or our relationship with our children or our relationship with our job or business or relationship, just even with our finances. As we begin to conquer these areas through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, by the way, we almost can become really, the competency can become more confident in that competency. I hope this makes sense. And I'm going somewhere with this. We cannot allow ourselves to be lured into this competency syndrome of not relying upon the Holy Spirit, or not exercising or keeping our faith fresh. The scripture of this, I just kind of quickly looked up. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6 in the New International says, "So then, let us not be like others who are asleep. Let us be awake and alert." The New Living Translation says, "So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and clear-headed." I'm also reminded of King David, where the King David basically said, "Hey, I'm going to go out to war." And he had so many different battles that he had begun, had won through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Yet, he got competency became too much of a crutch. He became so competent in it that it's almost like he washed out that seeking of the Holy Spirit, took a step back, sent out his army without even being there, and down he went. Now, I'm not sitting there saying that you've got to, you know, you're going to fall in this, you know, adultery. But what I am going to say is, kingdom success, have fresh faith. I'll just give you a quick example of my own life. I kind of found myself really kind of becoming a little too it says in Proverbs that, you know, a wealthy person can look to their wealth as a, or imagine their wealth as a fortress or a fortified stronghold. And I kind of had myself a little bit there. I kind of had to check myself and saying, no, I can't be that. I've got to rely upon the Lord. So I had the desire to make a purchase of something. It's not a huge purchase. I mean, in my opinion, I already had the money to do it, but I decided, you know what? I'm going to refresh my faith and apply my faith and believe God to bring in the finances to actually make this purchase. And I'm still in the process of doing that, but I'm already 70% or more there as far as God bringing in the finances to be able to make this purchase. And I just want to encourage you, Kingdom Success, to do the same. Keep your faith fresh. All right? Know that you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're empowered to prosper, you walk in divine health, the spirit of breakthrough is upon you guys. And gang, we'll catch you on the other side.